This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a new book club at the Tecumseh District Library. And I'm happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that is the director of the Tecumseh District Library, Jordan Wright. Jordan, it's good to have you on the program.
Oh, thanks, Dale. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk about you're going to have a new book club. It's not that you don't have any book clubs there at the Tecumseh District Library, but this is a different one that you're going to be having, right?
Yep. This is called the Rough Drafts Book Club, and a couple things are different about it. First off, we'll be off-site at Tecumseh Tavern, so we're not going to be in the library, but we're going to be in a bar, basically.
Yeah.
And the big thing that's different about this one is we are targeting men in particular. We have two other monthly book clubs at Tecumseh Library, but overwhelmingly and almost always, participants of those book clubs are women. And we see anecdotally and based on data, we see that men just use the library less than women.
Yeah. So
we are really trying to target men and get more men reading books.
Now, you did a little research, though, Jordan, about this, and maybe some of the reasons why men just don't read as much as women.
The reasons why are tricky and complicated. We know that it starts early, and that even in elementary school, boys are scoring worse on standardized tests for reading than girls. But part of it has to do with because there's this consistent gap, about a 20-point gap between men and women who read for pleasure, the publishing industry tends to prioritize books that will sell to women because they're the people who buy the most books.
Sure.
So I think that's part of it as well.
Yeah.
But anecdotally, for me, if I go to a party or something, all of my friends' wives and girlfriends want to talk about books, and I love it, but getting one of my guy friends to read a book is like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I was telling Jordan before we went down to the program, I always kid about the fact that I said, college did me in when it came to reading because of the fact as a young kid, I was reading books like nobody's business. Get me to the library and get me some more books that I was reading. But after college, that kind of subsided a little bit. I find myself reading at less and less only because of the fact that I'm reading all the time in my job. But there's a lot of reasons for guys just not picking up a book. I know there's a lot of guys that do. I have some friends that, are avid or vivid book readers. But on a larger scale, guys just don't pick up a book.
Yeah, we have tons of guys who come to the library and read. But on average, mm-hmm. we're seeing a lot fewer than women. And I don't know the reasons for that exactly. I think you're right that technical reading or reading in college can burn people out. That's really common. But I think what I'm hoping to encourage is reading for pleasure.
Yeah.
I think there's all sorts of benefits that are associated with that. So
are you coming at this at a different angle just for the guys with this book club then?
Not really. Other than being in a bar, I was hoping to have a little more casual environment, entice people with food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But the format's going to run about the same. Everybody should read the book or read as much of the book as they can before they show up. And then I'll probably have some talking points to move the conversation. But one of my favorite things about book clubs is just letting the conversation go where it needs to go.
Sure.
And not really necessarily keeping it real strictly tied to the book. So I think the themes we're exploring in this one, masculinity, fatherhood, adventure, history, some of these stereotypical guy things.
Yeah. Which should hopefully be of interest to men who would like to be able to get into the routine of reading again if they're on some of those subjects.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. That's the hope.
That's the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when is this going to be happening, and what's the first book that you're going to be tackling?
We're going to be the first Wednesdays of every month at Tecumseh Tavern at 7 p.m. The first meeting will be January 7th.
Okay.
And the first book is Cormac McCarthy's The Road. So that's a it won a Pulitzer, I think, in 2006 or 2007.
Okay.
There was a movie tie-in. I'm big on movie tie-ins, so you know, it's helpful to get through a movie or help get through a book if you've got that movie tie-in to maybe inspire you to keep going.
Right.
And it's a dystopian survival story, basically. So some of the themes are resilience, fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they can all pick up the book at the Tecumseh District Library then?
Yep. We've got it, about 10 copies waiting behind the circulation desk, waiting for folks to come get them.
Okay, great.
Yep. And you do not need a library card with the Tecumseh Library to check out this particular book. So our book club books, and our book clubs are open to everybody. Normally to check out a book at the Tecumseh Library, you need a library card with us.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be my next question, Jordan, is that, you know, did they have to be, you know, have a library card at the Tecumseh District Library, and do they have to be from the actual city of, reside in the city of Tecumseh in order to participate in this?
Nope. Open to everybody.
Yeah. Okay, great. And do you have other ideas on down the line on type of books that you might be having guys read or asking them to read?
We're going to do Jim Harrison's novella, The Legends of the Fall.
Okay.
At a movie with Brad Pitt in the 90s.
Yeah.
We're going to do that in February. And then after that, I think we'll probably discuss what we're interested in reading together. So maybe we can... we can make picks democratically going forward.
Okay, great. Now, do they have to sign up for this at all, Jordan, in order to participate?
No, just show up.
Just show up, so, yeah.
It'll be
That's a guy thing.
It'll be a surprise, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, just, if I can just show up, I'm fine. Yeah. That's a guy thing. But I think this is such a great idea. And, you know, there might be a lot of guys out there saying, you know, I would like to get back into the habit of reading again, but, you know, I just need that little nudge, or maybe even to knowing that they are going to be able to belong to something in which they can discuss about the book and the reading themselves with other men.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I know that being, you know, career aged and raising children, it's hard both to find time for reading, and it's also hard to find time to bond with other men my age.
Right,
so I'm hoping
right.
to hit two birds here.
Yeah, I hope so too. Again, the first book that you're going to be having them read is
The Road by Cormac McCarthy.
Okay, and they can check that out at the Tecumseh District Library.
Correct.
Okay, so the first meeting that you're going to be having for this is going to be when again?
It's Wednesday, January 7th at 7 p.m. at Tecumseh Tavern.
At the Tecumseh Tavern. I think that's a great idea, too, to be able to have it there as well. I mean, it's something that's it's a little bit more of a casual nature, as you mentioned once before, to be able to come and to have that. Now, you're going to be off to one side at the tavern in order to have this?
Bill from the tavern was kind enough to set aside a booth for us.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, we'll see how it goes. If we have 15 guys show up, then maybe we'll have to revisit a location.
Another location.
But, you know, that's a typical skinny little tavern. So not a whole lot of room if we get a huge group. But I think it'll be good, especially if we have a small group to start.
Yeah, I think so too.
And book clubs tend, you know, if you get more than 10 or 15 people in a book club, it starts to be a challenge to navigate the conversation.
Well, this is true. Yeah. I can understand that. I can see the reasoning for that too. Yeah. But at least, I mean, to offer the idea of having this book club just for men. And I like it being called Rough Drafts.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Where did you come up with the idea for the name?
I like puns. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I like wordplay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a librarian thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I saw it too, and I thought, I like that. That's cool.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
And now let's talk about the other book club that you have.
Sure.
At the Tecumseh District Library.
Yep. We have two monthly book clubs. Both of them read the same books. We have an afternoon and evening book club. And, you know, those book clubs certainly don't target women readers in any way. It's just that is just the way it's been for a while.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, when you work in libraries, you get kind of used to seeing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So when do they meet? They meet monthly as well?
They meet monthly as well.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm sure that they can find more information on your website about that too, right?
Yep. You can find all of our programs and events and more information about the library at TecumsehLibrary.org.
And the many programs that you do offer there. You offer a lot of programs there at the Tecumseh District Library, Jordan.
We try, yeah. All ages, so from anything from financial workshops for seniors to story times for, you know, kids as young as one. So.
Yeah, yeah. Which is really great, and I think that's really great that you're able to do that and offer that at the Tecumseh District Library.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for coming in and to talk about the new book club, Rough Drafts, just for the guys, just for men. And I hope that you have a great success with it, Jordan.
Thanks. Well, I should correct you briefly.
Yeah.
That, you know, as a public library, all of our book clubs are open to everybody. But we are specifically targeting men.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm comfortable calling it a men's book club, but we aren't going to turn anybody away if you love this book and you want to come talk. So.
All right.
Please join us.
Good deal. Good deal. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, Jordan. Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the program. And I hope that we can have you back again to talk more about some of the programs you offer there at the Tecumseh District Library.
I would love that.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dale.
My guest here on Community Conversation is Jordan Wright, the Library Director at the Tecumseh District Library. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.